Spanish story. It's the last day of high school, and Olivia, a student, is very excited because the headmaster is going to offer to the best students a trip to a campsite. Olivia is a girl with black hair as gold. Her eyes are round and blue as the sea. She has a sweet sight. Her skin is white, so she puts like a vampire. She is really quiet and unsociable because she is shy. Her dad died when she was little. Since her dad died, her mother started drinking. She has a kid, so she has to look after her mother and brother. She was an old friend. Her name is Victoria, Wiki. She has to go to class because they are going to get their marks. When she goes to class, she found her friend, Victoria. Victoria is 14 years old. She is normal size and thin, like all the girls of her age. Her hair is brown and her eyes are green. She has dark skin. She isn't shy, but she isn't sociable either. She's patient, easygoing, and a little bit talkative. She has a normal family like her, with a mother, father, and two little twins. The high school has three floors, where each floor is organized in a different way. The high school is very big, and in the playground of secondary, there is a football and basketball court. When Olivia is going to go to get her marks, she falls down the stairs. She was injured, and everyone starts laughing. Wiki goes very fast to help her. She had bumps on her body. The students who are laughing are the next: Max Hofer, Stephanie, and Rose. Max is 15 years old. He is really tall. He has long hair and brown eyes. He is the football team of high school. He has a top 10 body because he's a sportive boy. He has deported parents. He's an only child, so he lives only with his mom. His girlfriend is Stephanie. He doesn't feel comfortable with her because she's really jealous. Stephanie is 15 years old, like Max. She looks like a model girl. She's from Miami. Her eyes are green like the lawn and brown like the earth. And she's blonde. She doesn't have brothers or sisters. She's very jealous, impatient, mean, and anxious. She likes bullying different girls because she feels superior from others. Her boyfriend is Max Hofer, and her only friend is Rose. Rose is 14 years old. She is the right hand of Stephanie. Her eyes are brown like her curly hair. She has one brother, the most awesome student of the high school. He's impatient. She likes doing bullying to girls with her best friend, Stephanie. But she's friendly when she strives. 1 month later, the best students go to the campsite. The campsite was located in a mountain in the south. Next to the river, there are 15 boots cabin dispersed in a great space, and there is a lunch room. At night, next to a bonfire, Rose, Max, and Stephanie were cooking marshmallows. Olivia went to cook on their bonfire because she didn't know how to do it, and someone accidentally pushed her and she burned the end of her hair, and everyone laughed about her. The happy ending of the Spanish story by the Turkish team.
Olivia tried to stand up without caring of the laughing and her burned hair. Suddenly Mark got angry with the guys laughing to Olivia and helped her understand how dangerous the event was. He took Olivia took her tent and went back to the fireplace. They talked there for a long time and went sleeping at night. Olivia got permission from her teacher to leave the camp and pick it, her suitcase to back home. Victoria wanted to go back with Olivia, but she convinced Victoria to stay at the campsite. Mark saw Olivia while she was picking her suitcase and asked her where she would go. Olivia told him that she would go back home. Mark didn't want to leave her alone and got on the bus that went to town every morning from the campsite. While going to the town, Mark apologized to Olivia for their bullying her. She forgave him. Then Mark suggested her to go to a hairdresser with him to have their hair cut and seen. Olivia thought it was a good idea and they went to hairdresser in the town. The hairdresser cut her hair and the sink. In fact, the short hair suited her more than her long hair. Mark, Olivia, and Victoria became close friends and hang around together. Rose and Stefan understand who they are. Olivia, they apologize to her. Alas, if everyone understands that bullying does nobody any good and brings unhappiness to humanity. They have created an e-twinning project with their teacher together and helped the students who are bullied by the others. Moreover, they have been trying to donate money to charities working for Stop Bullying.
Her black hair was burned with her white skin, and because she was disabled, she looked terrible. Rose, Max, and Stephanie took a video of her with a cell phone and posted it on Facebook right away with the following comment: Olivia, a vampire of the campsite. Olivia was scared. She didn't know what to do. She tried to phone her friend Victoria, but she didn't answer. She saw the video on Facebook and 50 people had already clicked on like, and 25 had already written comments such as "she's so ugly with that new haircut," or "she's such a loser," or "where can I find this awful wig," etc. Olivia was so sad that she decided to run away. She ran a long time. She couldn't stop running. She was crying all the time. After a while, she couldn't see anything because of the obscurity of the night and because of the tears in her eyes. But she was still running. She was very far away from the campsite now. Victoria, who has learned about what's happening on the bonfire, tried to phone Olivia back, but she got the answering machine. Olivia was so far in the mountain that her phone didn't have any network. While Olivia was running, she stamped and her head banged badly on the ground on a big rock. The next morning, the police found Olivia's
dead